to Canada Taking on Tourism and Hospitality Professionals. Welcome to the episode number 2. I am Sandra Saljovic, a tourism and hospitality marketing destination, business developer, and an educator in both industries. Today's episode, we're going to bring two important guests that we speak about how to become an agent in travel and into the hotel industry. Maybe you had in mind one day to open a business, or maybe you thought, I want to change my career and I'm going to enter to the hotel world. Oh, welcome to Abby. Welcome to Danielle. Thank you for coming today to this special podcast. How are you today?
Thank you for your invitation to this opportunity. It's very great. I feel so excited. So very happy here in Vancouver.
Very good. And you, Danielle, are you in Vancouver too, right?
Yes, I'm in Richmond, which is just out of Vancouver. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me. It's always good to work with Latincouver.
Excellent. I like to hear that. Tell me, we're going to start with Abby and then with Danielle. Abby, if I can call you Abby, is that okay?
Yes.
So tell me more about yourself and how did you connect to the industry? And one question that I brought for you, what motivated you to pursue the career in tourism?
Well, thank you, Sandra. Well, my name is Abby. So I own a business here in Canada, in Vancouver. It's a travel agency. The name of my business is Viajo a Canada. So Viajo Canada is an amazing project that brings me so much happiness and is about the tourism industry, specific in Canada. So for me, this journey started when I start doing social media, because right now social media, like this podcast, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, is a really, really good way to get an experience and also get an opportunity to reach so much people. So my career in tourism started because I started traveling around Canada in the pandemic. So my first time when I visited Canada, I was in love with Vancouver, but then I moved to Vancouver to study English, because for sure, if you move to this country, it's very important to speak English. Even if my English is not the best right now, I feel pretty happy with the level that right now I have, because I can communicate, I can have many normal life right now. But yeah, my journey in tourism started because I started traveling so much. So that bring me the opportunity to show to other people in social media what is about Canada, because Canada is a lot of nice places. So people start being interested in this project, who is in my Instagram, in my social media, is Una Mexicana en Canada blog, because I'm from Mexico. So that helped me so much to be interested in the tourism industry. So then I decided to make this dream real and not just be me, the only person traveling around Canada. Now I want that more people have the opportunity to travel, not just people that live in outside of Canada, because usually it's people that wants to visit Canada. Now my business idea is that everybody that lives in Vancouver, in Toronto, in Yukon, in anywhere, any part of Canada, have the opportunity to explore. So yeah, that was the first touch in my career, how I introduced my life in tourism industry.
Well, that's really good to know. And the way that you express, I can see that the audience that we have today, we have all these job seekers that they need to find a position. So it's good your presentation, because in some way, we know that digital marketing in tourism is important. So it's one of also the careers that I will recommend it when we're going to go into these industries. And also to pursue an idea. So traveling, most of the people, when we ask about why you want to be in tourism, is I want to travel. But you not only were traveling, also you connect with people and also you open your dream. So which was really good. Daniel, is your chance. You want me to repeat the question, or it's okay for you?
For me, I came to Canada in 2001 to study English, just like Abby. First, we met Canada by studying English, and then I love this place so much that one day I promised to return. And when I lived here, I kind of really found myself in communicating. I had this skill of kind of bonding with everyone from all different cultures, and that led me to work in the hospitality. This passion of helping others, of serving others, and that made me really satisfied with that career. And then I promised that one day I would return here, and here I am again, working the hotel as well in the hotel industry, which brings me great satisfaction. It's a job that I really love. I really know how to do. I really embrace all the challenges and all the benefits of it, and that's really satisfying for me.
Super. So you are from where? Brazil.
I'm from Brazil. Yes, I'm originally from São Paulo, and I've been living here in Canada for 3 years.
Beautiful destination. I had a chance to visit, to do business down there, and I really appreciate to deal in business and also have a really good friends from that country.
For sure. Thank you.
So you already been in the industry when you were there in Brazil in hospitality, and then you came here and you continue to the same career.
Yes. So yeah. So I've been working in hotels since 2008. I worked in Brazil. I did two internships in USA, just to elevate my experience and help me find better positions in the industry. So in Brazil, the last time I was working in a five-star hotel in São Paulo, and then I was a assistant front desk manager. So when I came to Canada, I came to study another career, which was human resources. I wanted to combine both the knowledge of the people, the knowledge of processes that involves hiring people, all the processes that HR is about, and I wanted to combine that with the hospitality industry. And so after graduated, I applied for the same position here in Canada, and that led me to a really good position where I am right now. It's another five-star hotel here in downtown Vancouver. And yeah, I'm super happy working at where I am now.
This is a great also speech, talking about the audience, because we always said you could be, you have your speciality and you can go with that speciality to the career, like into hospitality, into tourism. It's not only that you need to be a travel agent or you need to be in hotel only. Also, you can bring your experience and get the position that you look for. Amazing. Now, going back to you, Daniel, what do you think that the skills that we need, we require for the position in the hotel?
I think first is people. You need to like to serve people. You need to love to serve people. It's the basic, the attitude of being proactive and empathy with people around you, and then like to communicate with them. You need to like to communicate with other people. You cannot be shy. You cannot be hiding from people. Otherwise, you'll not be fit for the industry. And I would say here in Canada, due to a specific part of all the operational employees are paid by the hour, which is different from Brazil, which all employees are paid by monthly. Here, because everybody's paid by the hour, so all the managers, they really like when employees are very flexible with timing. So like pick up shifts, be able to work in different times. These are skills that skills and things that managers really appreciate in employees here, because they can count on those employees to help the business whenever the business needs. And this adaptability is really important if you want to get your name in the industry and grow your career here in Canada.
Really great advice. Thank you for that. Thank you. Abby, it's for you now. You are an influencer about Canada, and you have been working as an advisor before you got your travel agency. Now, I know you from before. You were my student with a great certification that you get after 6 months. And
Amazing
that
teacher.
was an amazing test opportunity for you and for me because I pass all my experience to you and I see the results. But I want to have in some way, I'd like to ask you, how do you feel the certification will give you more confidence and a wider influence with the public? Just knowing that you have that academic knowledge, it is a difference for you just before when you went influencer, no certification on that, and now that you have the knowledge, you have the practicum as well, and now you have the same services to the public. How do you feel about that education? How you see, feel that education on you? You feel more confident?
Yes, Sandra, thank you so much for first, firstly, because for sure I learned so much from you. And also I'm pretty happy with Latincuber because it's pretty amazing know that they have these kind of programs that help many of us. Because sometimes when you are immigrant, you feel that you don't have any help. You feel alone in this big new change of life. But then yes, for sure. For me, I have some kind of idea in my mind that say fake it till you make it. So before starting my legal business, always I was trying to be involved in all this industry. So for sure, helped me so much the experience that I had before with people asking me things, with the travels that I had. So in some point, I get the knowledge of Canada, but I need the real skills to manage my business. So when I take the program in Latincuber, the tourism and hospitality, for sure helped me a lot. Because in Canada is different to versus to my country, my Mexico. And also my career was completely different. I don't have the background or in tourism and hospitality. So if I need to start in this new tourism industry, I need for sure get the skills. And it's not just because you need it, it's because the laws in Canada also ask you for have this kind of skills, this kind of certifications. Even when I start my first work was working in the food and beverage industry. So I was working in Rogers Arena and in Busy Place, who are entertainment places here where people go to see concerts or see sports. So just for me working with food, selling popcorns, you need a certification. So, and that is certification I got from Latincuber, from that program. So you can see how much can help you have certifications in Canada because that first opportunity in this industry, even if it was tourism, but it's part of tourism in some way, helped me to develop skills. Like right now, for sure, I have pretty big accent and everybody can see that no, English is not my first language, but that helped me to feel confident even to participate in any activity in English. So certifications are pretty good for any kind of job that you can get in Canada, talking about my first experience in food and beverage. And then when I decided to pursue my dream in tourism industry was pretty big goal because the companies, they are not hiring me if I don't have the certification. It's a lot of a competition or a lot of people that have certification in Canada in tourism. So you are trying to get a job that is in my personal opinion, is difficult if you don't have that certification. So I think my real advice is be honest with everybody that is trying to be in this industry. It's not going to be easy. I told you, many people doesn't know that I have this previous experience working in the popcorn store and selling drinks and working at host. So I have previous jobs before to start doing my business. So now after this program, because if you don't know guys, this program that Vancouver had helped me to be part of a real industry. So I get my first professional work in Canada in a travel agency. So that was amazing because I'm pretty sure if I don't get that certification, probably I don't have the opportunity to be there. And also, for sure, I have the help of Sandra, that was the director of this program and has a lot of experience in the tourism industry in Canada. So I'm pretty rich in skills right now. I feel like that. I feel lucky.
Very good, very good. So, talking about the skills, now we're talking about tourism, about travel. What do you think will be the skills that require for a travel agent?
Yeah, firstly, you need to know the loads of Canada, for sure. I think when I start working like a travel agency, the first thing that you need to know is that you need to get a certification. Secondly, I think obviously, as mentioned my friend, we need to feel impassioned with our customers. So for sure, all the time I have different customers, and each traveler is pretty important for me. So basically, if you work in something that you feel passionate, it's going to be the first and the most priority skill that you need to have.
Very good, very good. Now, in my first episode, I was me, the one to speak to the audience, and I had the host who asked me a question, which I really get into that, and I like to pass this question to you. We know the pandemic put the industry in a challenging situation for more than 2 years, and it had impacted both industries very hardly. Now, what do you think we learn from there? Because it was a period that I learned a lot. And I think everyone who were in these two industries will learn for good in some way. We have to see the positive way. We learn something that we can use that and to develop this time. What do you learn from that period that you will apply to this tourism hospitality today? We start with Daniel.
Thank you, Sandra. I think one of the very important things that we learned during the pandemic in the hospitality industry is to, and I would say this is an expression that we use at my workplace all the time, is to kill the employees with kindness. In such a serious moment in the world, with so many people going to the star, to the heaven, to value each employee to their most and to help them to be at their best, in mental, emotional, and physical, and also professional way. That was one thing that we learned. We had to go through that moment to really value each one of the people that were helping our business to survive. And for me, engage, motivate, and thank each employee every day. It's something that we carried on from that time to today. At my workplace, we do activities. We have programs. We have motivation, incentives all the time. We try to, every month, we have awards to give to the front of the house and the back of the house, and to make them valued. They have to wear like a cape, like if they were a hero or someone like special. And then we take pictures with them and they get like a certificate from the hotel. And we want them to know that we appreciate everything they do. That is one thing about the employees. And the second thing is about the customers. First, we value our customers a lot nowadays, even more. I mean, we know that the pandemic came and then like all the customers were gone because the travel could not be done anymore, no more hotel stays. And so every customer for us is really, really important. With our priority in our, you know, in our business is customer service. And that has not even, that's not changed. It became more important these days. So employees, engagement, motivation, and customer service.
Great. And now we have, before I go to Abby, I have a second question for you. We have this audience who are in need to find a job. and especially in the hotel industry. I found so many students that they want to be in the industry. They want to desperately want to be there, but the first step sometimes to be a housekeeping, because the best, that's the first job that you get when you don't have experience. And then probably with the time, you go as a front desk position or concierge. What is your best recommendation coming from the hotel industry to those people who are listening to us and they want to learn, what else should I do? What is the best recommendation just to apply and have the possibility to get into that world?
Yes, I think what Abby said is really important regarding previous experience. Working in Canada, that famous Canadian experience that all the immigrants talk about, it's really important. When she worked as at BC Place as selling popcorn, it's really important. I wish I could have that chance to work in BC Place or Rogers Arena. Those are great spots to start your career in the customer service area. And in the hotel industry, we value that a lot. It's not only about having experience in hotel, but if you have experience with customer service, if you show the right attitude, if you are not shy, if you like to communicate, if, like I said, if you're flexible, if you are willing to learn, and if you are willing to give yourself to the business as much as we are going to give ourselves to take care of you, I think those are the things that will help you to get a career in the industry. And it's, you said about housekeeping. I see a lot of new immigrants arriving in Canada, and they are getting a lot of positions in housekeeping. But there are open positions available in food and beverage, just like Abby started. There's positions open also in the front desk, always. And also in sales, there's sales assistants, which is communication is also very important. So there's a range of positions available, and there are several websites and the company career websites that you can visit to find those jobs. And I believe once you go into the industry, it's hard for you to leave. It's something that kind of you kind of get addicted to it in a good way, because it connects you to the whole world.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for that recommendation. So important. For you, Abby, it was a question before that I left about the pandemic. Just a short version of what you think about the pandemic. You learn from there. And the second question for you is, for those who are looking to open own business, who are looking to open the dream that they were thinking to have a travel agency, just let us know what's the best recommendation on that. But first, tell me about the pandemic. What do you learn from there, and how do you apply it for today?
Yeah. When there was a pandemic, I wasn't work because at the same time I need to wait for my work permit. So, but honestly, that time, the time is money. So I take advantage of the time that I have. So I start learning skills in this in my personal experience. I was when I was learning about social media. So even if I know that I'm going to work in the tourism industry, I start learning about how edit videos, things that I never imagined. My background is like a engineer, industrial, and a business administrator that I have 2 degrees in Mexico. So, but I was working all the time in the automotive industry. So that time, when I have that time, probably was a really sad time for everybody, right? Because many people lost jobs, and also you have time. You take advantage of that situation. So in my case, I did that. And also, I think even if I don't have business at that time, I was learning that everything can change. So you need to always be ready to how to act when something like that can happen. Because when you open a business, you need to see all the risks that you can have. So now, like a travel agency, with my travel agency, I need to be ready to know about what is happening with immigration, status in Canada, what is happening with the tourism industry, hotel industry. So basically, I think you need to have the opportunity to take advantage of the time and be ready always. teaching or learning new things. Now that I have a business, or for the people that wants to have a business, I don't know, I all the time I'm studying. So basically, since I moved to Canada, all the time I'm learning. I started learning English, and then I got to this program, and then I was starting and working at the same time in different industries. And now I'm still in learning. I'm still in business program. I still around to connect, making connections with another partners that works in the tourism industry. So basically, if you start this journey like an entrepreneur, you need to be ready to spend all your time learning, because this never stops. So, and that is are going to make you a better person for sure, because you are going to learn more things, but also that is going to make you ready for any inconvenience that happen, like as a pandemic, for example.
Yes, really, learning is, to me, the way to get what you're looking for, because we're learning in bad moments and we're learning in good times. So the pandemic definitely leave us that teaching. And for all of us that we are in the industry, is always to pursue and think. Nothing is dead, everything is a standby. So we're gonna learn from there how we continue. And then when it will go back, we are here again, just with two people that I really admire very much, two of you that really love to have this time. I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate your words, your kindness, recommendations to these people that we also is, they are looking for to get into those positions that you are. And I know that with the pursue what we're looking for, we would like to be in the future, we're gonna get that in the end. Thank you so much for your participation. I'm gonna thank you now to the audience for being with us, for participating also in here. And I'm going to make an announcement. March 7, Latincouver will present the job fair, the first job fair for tourism and hospitality organized by Latincouver. And it's gonna be at the Heritage Hall. It's gonna be March 7 from 10 to 2 p.m. We're gonna have exhibitors, important exhibitors for all the industries, aviation, from hospitality, from event management, from tourism, from travel, for any possibility that you're gonna get that an interview with those important employers. So I invite everyone to attend to this special event, which is gonna be unique. So thank you again to be in here with us in this episode. We're gonna have three more, so don't miss it. We're gonna have more guest speakers and more topics that we're going to discover, help you get the right position for you. Thank you again, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you. You.